the Mishnah had stated hasmichos, right? Techef hasmicha shchita. But the Ramban says that that process itself is very significant because the symbolism of a korban is that it really is a tmura for the person. So when you transfer your weight onto the korban, it's a way of saying that, you know, this is me. I should be the one on the mizbeach. Vehatnufos. Okay. Vehahagashos. Now, as we saw from yesterday, that's really the beginning of the point of avoda. Vehakmitzos. Vehaktaros. Malikos. Hakbalos. Kabbalas Adam. Hazaos. Noagin banashim velo banashim. So again, we talked yesterday extensively about what's a psul zar and what's a psul isha. Right, many of these things in the Mishnah can't be done by Yisrael or Levi either. So chutz mimincha soto nazira shehein menifos, that they are involved in this, you know, tenufa process, and sota and nazir are deeply related to each other, as we know. So just to review one tosfos. Hasmichos hatnufos hagashos nira the mehel gashos veilach mayri v'chohane v'asu kray v'gemar the miyute chohanos. Zar is taken for granted. You know, v'hazar hakarev yumas. Aval smichos etnufos ayri b'Yisrael. So Tosso says, hakbalos v'hazaos. V'holachos rika loktani. The holacha b'chlal kabbalah. When you do the kabbalah sadam after the shchita, so that implies a holacha. In fact, it's derived from one word, as we'll see. V'hikrivu b'nei Aaron, that you bring the dam. Sharei min v'kriva kohen nafka kimo kabbalah. It's all one word. Uzrika bichlal hazaa. Right. The fact is zrika sadam, which is the essential feature of the avoda. That's what generates the ritzui. So zrika bichlal hazaa. Once you establish that hazaa, right, is a mitzvah skuhuna. So that includes zrika. V'im tamar ma'itzich krag v'gemar lem yutin ashem tepekle dechulu mitzvah sasei shazman grama avu. Shereina no go selabayom, kidhsiv, biyom savoso, lakriv, korbinehem. Right? There is no avot that night. Hector Chalav and Vevarim is just a continuation. So the Yeshlomer di komako mitzrich kra, lemiutinu, ulemisol korban binashim, di lav kra, lo aviadina chavod the psula behulach, itzrich kra, lemiute, the meimar, the mechali avoda, the avodasan psula. So, Gabi, this is a. Just a critical idea. So first of all, the Balei HaTosos are betraying their general position that a p'tur, a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, is by no means a way of saying that it's a problem. Right? It just should be b'torah, smi she'eno mitzuveh b'yoseh. More broadly, this observation in the Gemara, namely, the observation that you could have said that all of these things are, you know, not relevant to women based on mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and yet we're looking for a specific psukim, I'll take as further grist for my mill, that once again, that category is, you know, specious. In any event, the answer that Tosus gives is, okay, so all you would know from Mitzvah Shazman Grama is that Nashim are Pturos, as opposed to Chayavos. But it wouldn't tell you that they're Mechal Lavoda. But then Tosus says, I'm not sure about that answer. Miu Mismicha Kasha? We have a difficulty with this line of reasoning. Amai Yitzduch Kra L'miatinu, da avoda lo ischalo b'hachi, kilomar b'lo smicha nami in a korban pasul b'kach, it's a ma'akev, v'imnas a smicha b'nashim lo mifsul korban b'kach, and so the absence of a smicha, nor the smicha of a woman, is going to be pasul a korban. So once again, why not just say, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and that's why women aren't obligated, because it's not like them doing it is going to be mechalot. V'yishlomar d'mikomako mitzrechra l'miyutei, t'salka d'etachamino mishum t'chsiv v'samach v'shachat. We're going for a targeted answer about smicha. Iskish smicha l'shchita. Ma shchita k'sheira b'anashim k'detan b'zvachim. Ma'isa b'shmaitza k'ma'isa shchita schulin. Kol ha'psulim sheshachtu shchitasan k'sheira. Shchita k'sheira b'zarim b'anashim. So af smicha k'sheira b'anashim. L'achi yitzrich l'miyutei. And that's why I need a special miyut. Okay? So you might think that smicha is really a subcategory of shchita. And if a woman can do shchita, right, in principle, she can do shchita. The Zara can do shchita. It's a famous discussion there about even if she's acceptable, why she shouldn't do it. But tnufa nami yitzrech lemiute mishum deshkachin tnufa deksher benashim kidim ifareish lekaman. Right, that we know that there are some tnufos that they are involved in, Sota and Nazira, you know, as examples. So again, you know, Gabi, I just, you know, raised this Tosos for your consideration. I think it really is very important, because what this Tosos establishes is, once again, the highly debatable nature of the category of mitzvahs asei shezman gra. Okay, so the Gemara said, Smichos dechsev daber al b'nei Yisrael v'samach, b'nei Yisrael somchen v'ein b'nos Yisrael somchos, tenuchos daber al b'nei Yisrael v'heinef b'nei Yisrael menifin v'ein b'nos Yisrael menifos, hagashos dechsev v'zos toras hamincha hakrevo sa b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron, k'mitzos dechsev v'heviyal b'nei Aaron v'komatz b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron, haktaros dechsev v'iktiro so b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron, malikos dechsev Umalak v'hithgir iskish malika lahaktaras. I think I mentioned yesterday, why do we need this all together? It seems like it's probably because malika is so deeply related to shechita, so this is an idea that we're going to see in Tosfos on Amud Beis. Hakabalos t'chsev v'krivu b'nei Aaron v'amarmar v'hikrivu zo kabalas hadam. And of course, it's also the process of holacha l'mizbeach. Hazos. So the question is, Hazah deheicha. What kind of hazah are we talking about? Ida para. We'll say we're talking about the paraduma lazar kasuva. Right. So Rashi says, "Vafilu shar kohanim psulin, the kol shekain nashim." It's not the afuke nashim. It's to exclude, you know, anybody. But Rashi likes to say mitzvah sabiskan. Tosos takes this to mean mitzvah sabecholin gadol. So id ifnim the kohen shenasa bifnim. Right, with the par kohen mashiach, the par halim davar shel tzibor, that you need hazaz hadam on the mizbeach hazav and on the paroches, if that's what we're talking about. So hakohen hamashiach kasov ba, Rashi says, lebiyutei hedyotim. It should really be the kohen gadol. So this is questions, eh? Because it says, well, isn't the kohen hamashiach the rabbos the kohen hedyot, but kol shekein nashim? Rashi says, ma'yitzrich le letana lemisneya. Okay, so it's probably not talking about the avodas adam bifnim. So elohazoa de beno, if that's become a chomer ben son, ma ben son shelo kavlo koin the shchitas kavlo koin the zohaso beno shekavlo koin the mlikaso in odin sheyik balo lahazoaso. So the Gemara is making this is a really important observation when it comes to oaf. So we know that the analog to shchita is malika. And that actually fundamentally does require a kohen, as opposed to shchita, which is tzeru bizar, and at some, you know, level of bi'ikaron, you know, with nashim as well. So, the Gemara wants to establish a kal v'chom. So when it comes to a behema, tzon, right, where there is no need for a kohen for purpose of shchita, nonetheless, there's a need for a kohen on the back end for purposes of hazas hadam. So an oaf, which mitzchila ve'ad sof, right? Mitzchila, from the very beginning, right? The analog to shchita is a malika, you require a kohen. So of course, you know, a kohen should be required for its hazah. We'll come back to Tosos in a little bit and see, you know, the nuances here. So we said there are exceptions. Chutz min chasot and nazir. Amar Rav Lazar, the Rav Yoshia de Dare, Rav Yoshia of his generation, as opposed to the previous Rav Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia Kishisha, Lo Seisiv Akaroch. Oh, the Amar Li, don't sit down until you tell me, Lo Hashmaitz, Minayim Min Chasota, Shatuna Tzlupa. How do we know that she is involved in the Tzlupa? Minolan Begufuksiv, Einiv Saminacho. So, the Tzlupa Bebailim Minolan. So, how do we know, again, that Tzlupa is relevant to the Bailim? The Korban Asi Yad Yad Mishlam, Ksiv Hachav, Lakacha Kohen Miyad Ho Isha, Ksiv Asam. Yadav tamin makan kohen afalan kohen so malhalan bailan afkan bailan maked said kohen machnes yado tachs yad bailan umenef so eshkachin sota. So again they do it together. The kohen puts their hand underneath that of the isha the sota nizira minalan asya kaf kaf misota. The process of tenufa is actually derived as an extension of the process of sota. Okay. So let's do some work in Tosos here. So chutz min chasota nazira mnei shein nifos vim tomar tepik lei The Chulhani and Kshiros Benoshim, Lafishan Bechusre Begad, the number Perak Bezes Vachem, the Philo Kohanim is Man Shane Begdam Aleim, and Kunasam Aleim, Chiv Misa Bide Shamayim, Chusre Begad. Yeshomer the Mari Shalab Shua Sabegad. Amazing, have a mean in Tosos that Nashim could wear the Big Day Kahuna. Wow, even the Mechnasayim. So Yinami Yeshomer came until an Itstabu Big Day Kahuna, Lohevu Mechusre Begad. So the lumdus here is low-hanging fruit, that what generates the shame, iser, the mechayiv of being a mechusar begadim, what generates that mechayiv of being a mechusar begadim is having a tzivoy of wearing the big day kahuna. If you don't have that tzivoy, so there's no such thing as being a mechusar begadim. If a zar does the avoda, it's Mechuleles Upsula, not because he wasn't wearing, according to the second answer, Tosos, the Big Day Kahuna, and he has no right to wear the Big Day Kahuna. That would only make things worse. It's because he's a czar. Okay. So skipping ahead a little bit. So Tosos, this is a Tosos of Machnes Kohen Yodo Tachas Yad Habaylim Umeinif. So Tosus wants to know, Vim Tomar Rabbi Chatzitza, Dachanam Yamina Bimenachos, this is Abtad Daladin, Tnufa Bechovrin, Perish Beshutfin, Dehechi Liovid, you can't have Tnufa if it's a carbon of Shutin, Linafu Bahadu Linafu, Kilomar Zach, Arze, Yanifu, Chada Yanifu, so Chada Tnufa Marachman of Losh Te Tnufos, Vimbanach Chad, Minashutfin, Yadin Tachos, Yad Vechavre, Vim Kenevi Chatzitza. So amazing idea. And kind of parallel to what we saw in the previous Tosfos. What generates the mechayev mechusar begadim? The gufa, the tzivoy, of wearing the big day kahuna. You know why this isn't a chatzitza? Because the Torah required the kohen and the bailim to do tenufa together. It's the very mitzvah itself which functions as the matir. The odia shlomar, the chinam amirish a kohen miniach as yadu tachas yad bailim ma'amish the chiyah gavne hevi chatzitza. The tzolam amirish a ochei zakli. Interesting. The Chanam Yeshkachen Gabi Bikurish Hakohen Ayoches Bisvasad Kilomer Bisvasa Kli Lamala. The Bailam Lamata Chanami Gabi Menachos Ipchos Yada Bailam Tia Lamala. The Yada Kohen Tia Lamata. So it could be that they're actually holding in different places. Maybe Tosos wasn't fully satisfied by the answer that he gave. That if it's a Xeras Akasa, by definition, it can't possibly be a Chatzitza. There's a lot to think about there. So Gabi, again, as we leave behind this topic of Mitzvah Seish Hazman Grama, Mitzvah Seish Lo Hazman Grama, I hope that we've seen enough, not to convince you, because one doesn't convince people in the context of Bekiyas, but at least to raise your consciousness that what we're all raised with, this idea that there's this sweeping tour of Mrs. Asay Shazman Grama, might be a dramatic oversimplification. And solutions such as that of the Abu Dram or that of Rav Shamshin Rafal Hirsch, as nice as it would be to have a categorical solution, sometimes, the honest truth is that the exceptions are so vast that it makes generating a rule very speculative. Yeah, that's why it's my preference to say, and again, this, was Choser Vinayer and Tosos, in terms of why not just say all of the Avodos, it's really just a question of it being a Mitzvah Seish Hazman Grama. So you can answer each question individually, but I think it's pretty clear that there's good reason to be skeptical of the classification of a tour of Mitzvah Seish Hazman Grama. And that what we're left with is that matzah has a different dynamic than sukkah. Kol sheyeshna b'altochal chametz, yeshna b'kum echol matzah. Because that's the definition of matzah. Matzah means to repudiate chametz. And you know, it's an extension of the fact that you're mechuyev in, you know, beer chametz. Sukkah is a very different kind, you know, yeah, it's true. Gzer Shavah, Tesvav, Tesvav. It's wonderful, but they're not mitzuvin, ultimately. You know, and that's a really good example because the dynamics of matzah and sukkah in many ways are related. But you know, the afhin hayu ba'oso anes, which definitely applies to sukkah just as much as it does to matzah, isn't enough to get you across the finish line. Okay, so the next Mishnah, equally important, equally thought-provoking, classical, you know, topic in its own right, is Kol Mitzvos Shehitluya Ba'aretz, Einu Noheges Ela Ba'aretz, Sheinu Tluya Ba'aretz, Noheges Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Chutz La'aretz, Chutz Min Ha'arla. That's a halacha of Moshe Mi'Sinai. It's a piece in Reb Chaim about that. Is it halacha of Moshe Mi'Sinai HaMechudeshes? In other words, it's not really Orla and Chutz La'aretz, it's some new halacha. That the first 3 years, there's an Isser of Machalos Asuros and Peros Ha'ilan? Or is it what he calls Halacha Moshe Misinai Ha Mivu Eres, basically an expansion of the Din of Arla outside the boundaries of Chutz La'aretz? Kilayim, Rashi notes that's Mitivrei Sofrim, Kilaya Kerem, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Ach Echadash, right? Pasuk says, Bechol Moshe Hoseichem. So we'll have a really interesting discussion about this. So my tluya, my shena tluya. What do those words mean? So ilay matluya dechsib babia, v'she'ena tluya deloksib babia. That it's just a reflection of the psukim themselves. And then any times it says ki savo al aretz, or if you will, with chala bivolachem al aretz, which tells you that mitzvah chala was no heges miyad. Okay, if that's what you want to say, it means very tefillin upater chamor dechsib bahen bia. Vinohagen bein ba'aretz bein bechul. Right, we know that tefillin and petra chamor, they're in the section of the Torah, this week's parsha, works out beautifully, v'haya ki yivyacha, and they're not mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. Some review the hachi kamar, kol mitzvah shi chobas haguf, nohegez bein ba'aretz bein bechutz aretz, chobas karke, nohegez ela ba'aretz. Nani, milo tana rabbanan, the pasuk says, Parshas Re'eh, Eila ha'chukim ha'mishpatim asher tishmur la'asos ba'aretz, asher nasan ha'shalem elkei avosach alach l'rishta kol hayamim asher atem chayim al ha'adama. Next pasuk, Abed te'abdun eis kol mekomos asher avdu sham agoyim asher atem yorshim osam esed lehem al ha'arim haramim b'al ha'kvaos v'sachas kol eitz ra'anan. Okay, so Tanu Rabbanan, Eila ha'chukim Eilu ha'midrashos. So the drashos, the hamishpatim, the pasuk elu hadinim, asher tishmurun zo mishnah. Beautiful Rashi here. Zo mishnah shemevili de ma'isa. Tishmurun lasos in amaretz chasim. You want to observe the Torah, study the Torah. Lasos zo ma'isa, but aretz gavi this habamina is enough to expand the mind and the heart. Yachol kol mitzvos kula lo yunogos elo ba'aretz. And then is there no difference? So it's an amazing Gemara. Where the Gemara seems to seriously consider the proposition that, of course, mitzvos are only relevant in Eretz Yisrael. An idea that the Ramban took so seriously to say that's what, that wasn't Havamina, that was the reality, right, prior to Matan Torah. And as the Ramban likes to say, Ikar Kola mitzvos, the Eretz Yisrael. Because that's, you know, in the presence of the Shechina, the Shechno Sidra Shuvas Hashama. The Ramban in Achrimos, classical Ramban, right? Vatitma ha'aretz vavkod avona aleha, that there's all this middle management in Teaneck, and in Brooklyn, and in Madagascar. But, I mean, the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. You do the mitzvos, it's a wonderful thing, right? You do averos, it's angering. Okay. So let's take a look at the second Tosfos first. We'll do a little bit al rishon achron vel achron rishon. Hare tfilinu peter chamor. So pirush bekunchus noeg v'chutz l'aretha shkachin v'chamaduchtin v'rabanan amoroi debavel demanchi tfilin. That's what Rashi says. How do I know that tfilin actually applies to the chutz l'aretz? There are all these gemaras. Let's say the rabbis put on tfilin in Bavel. That's the best we can do. V'chin ratzin v'choros. D'romi v'chamo d'ayim debavel ha'ilo peter chamor. So what do you prove out of from that? Maybe that's just the Dimdur Rabbanan. See, Shlomo, they call Malcolm Parach Shapir. The Chinami, the Rabbanan Abu Abdi, they call Malcolm Havelin the Misni, the Misni, the Chutz Mitodu Pedra Chamor. The Achashiv Arla Masis, the Mashim Mesamach, then it'll be the Rabbanan. Now, Arla might be the Raisa, but Shkilayim almost certainly is the Dimdur Rabbanan, the Chutz Laris. Vim Tomar, Heichi, Tesek, Adait, the Mamer, the Mitzvah, Tuya, Ba'ara, Tzena, Elin, Kay, Nemar, Babia, the Rekilayim, Loksim, Bubia, Bekarle, Masis, and Tuya, Ba'ara. I mean, Tos is asking a really serious question. You really didn't know that Tluya Ba'aretz wasn't a matter of it being in the Pasuk, it's a matter of it being a Chova Sakarka. So Tos says, you're right, game's up. Nishlomer de la Olam Hayyodea, Gavi, this is critical. So the Olam Hayyodea, the Mitzvah, Shehi Chiva Sakarka, Nikre Tluya Ba'aretz. Avagad, Lo Shiva Ba'a. Ela Salkadaita, the Af Osa Shena Chova Sakarka, La Chova Sakov. E kasavavia have you nami nikres tuya ba'aretz? Bahaki parach harit tefillin upeter chamor. So Tosfos has a totally different reading of the Gemara. It was a given that things that are agricultural, trumos, maisros, shvius, we'll talk about challah in just a second, that those, of course, are limited to Eretz Yisrael. You know what the havamin was? That any other time the Torah says, even with the chobas aguf, Bivoachem el haaretz, or vayakiv yacha, that should only be in Eretz Yisrael, including tefillin, peter chamor. And again, a very strong bias to Eretz Yisrael being the makom of mitzvos. Okay, so let's look at a very important tosfos. From mitzvah tliya baretz chutz min haarla. The Hakilayim. So Yerushalmi Parach, so it starts with the Yerushalmi. Amai Lotani Chala. What about Chala? Chutz min ha'or le'vakilayim, but there's an element of Chala in Chutz Laretz. V'shana v'shena b'yisa shol v'dei kochavim. L'mayir esnisam b'dvar minogin v'yisrael v'v'dei kochavim. In other words, if you're using the flour from non-Jewish produce, there is no din of challah. The kasha, amaylo parach nami, hosam, amaylo tani trumbo maisik, the barach mechallah, the elamar, the fishan lami derabana, the chali nami, and the chutzarts lami derabana. That can't be the distinction. Rafilo hachi, boy, amaylo tani challah, the lamishani, the fishimi derabana. So, to the extent that there's a rabbinic concept of trumos and maestros, right, but we know that trumos and maestros are only noheg, right, when it comes to digancha, right, below digo nachri, so it should be whatever the same as the din of challah. So the shomer of the hachi boy mechala lafisha gazru challah b'chol makom, aval true mazra lo gazru mekomos harachokim meirshala ladaka yaros esmuchos laaretz. The din the rabbanan of trumas and maestros in chutz laaretz is only on the borderlands. Challah is everywhere. Behind the time of the gazru challah b'chol makom tani truma maestro. Human activity, the whole idea that it's only Doraisa in Eretz Yisrael, Bivoachem El Aretz, a big chiddush. And it's on the one hand, it's a chumra. Bivoachem, right, Kodem Kibosh V'chiluk. It went into effect right away. But Me'idoch Gisa, right, relative to Trumos and Maestros, Sechala, right, is really less tied into Eretz Yisrael. Right? And maybe that's Hiano Senes. Maybe that's why you don't have to wait for Kibosh V'chiluk, because it's really based on human activity about, you know, needing. With the K. So Odi Yisrael, the higher time is the little boy, Mitzvah Meisr, Mishul Tani Yerushalmi, Rabbi Sener Shabachul, Hey, my first term of Meisr, Shabo Harobim Uvitlum, Ubali my Robim, and they say Mitzvah Gimanaya. So they were Mevatel, Trumas and Meisr, so it's a situation in time, Lafika, Barbu, Trumas and Meisr, Lafisha Achsha Bechul, Ena Karko, Shalonu, Sherei Mishua, Bados, Hena Melech, and they can seize them at any time. You can't aim them in Karka. Mahavir Shuma Meiser. Bim Tomer Eretz Yisrael. Nami Meshua Bado Sim the Melech. Rafilu Achim. Afish Shuma Meiser. Yishomer. Then Kinel Ovi Tochavim. Eretz Yisrael. Afkia Miad Meiser. The reason that we still have Trumas and Meisros in Eretz Yisrael, even though arguably the land isn't really ours, and you know various authorities could take it from us at any time, that Al Pi Alocha Ein Kinyan Biad Akum. This is Sugya Gittin Daf Mem Zayin. Ain't kidding. Yerakum lafkia midei trumos and meisros. Their ownership doesn't compromise the mitzvos that are a product of the fundamental sanctity of the land. This obviously has enormous relevance for purposes of the heter mechira. If you assume that kedusha shviyas is somehow linked in to you know trumos and meisros, so then you know, the sale isn't going to you know have an impact in terms of a chiyav trumos and meisros, so then that would impact, you know, the Heter Mechira as such. Okay. So again, Gabi, one of the things that I really want to stress here is that it's extremely important to break down this... I think it was important when it came to Mitzvah Aseh Shasman Grama. I think that we were also raised a little bit with the idea that Eretz Yisrael, what it does is it potentiates chovos hakarka, trumos, maestros, shmitos, yovlos, and there's some truth in that. But learn this Gemara, what you understand is that Eretz Yisrael is a makom hamitzvos, and you need a special Zeres Akasa to tell me that even chovos haguf are no hagos in Chutz Laretz. Kol hayamim asher atem chayim al ha'adama. It's interesting. This is my suggestion. But Mara ends up proving it based on Avodah Zarah. Right? Say ulamad, the Gemara says, that which is amor be'inyan. And what is amor be'inyan? Abayt habdur is kol ha'mekomos asher abdur sham. Avodah skochav miyuchad ashikhova sagof. So we could expand out from there. So why do I say that? If the mitzvah, which is specifically noted by the Torah as being relevant in Chutz Laretz as Avodah Zarah, I think that says two things. Number one, it's because the threat is very real, because you're by definition a minority population. Secondly, no less importantly, really true, maybe the goal in Eretz Yisrael is fundamentally different than the goal of Chutz Laretz. In Chutz Laretz, we want to be kofer b'avodah zarah. Our aspirations of keeping mitzvos is much less, because even the mitzvos that we keep, on some level, shayilo yu aleichem kechadashim. Then when we come back to observing the Torah in its full corpus, that tefillin shouldn't be new, and mezuzah shouldn't be new, and that's true of the chovos hakaf. Rashi quotes the idea from the Sifrei, Tzivi lach tziyunim, Ramban quotes the idea. So what is our goal in Chutz Laretz? It's to repudiate Avodah Zarah. It's not to, of course. There's no heter Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, and sometimes it's uniquely offensive to do Avodah Zarah for Eretz Yisrael. But the point is that in Chutz Laretz, to some extent, we're playing defense. What's the mitzvah that's the archetype? The prototypical Chutz Laretz mitzvah is the Isser Avodah Zarah. I think that's pretty significant as well. So, you know, it's not you know, a relatively limited corpus of mitzvot of Bikurim and Truma and Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani and Truma's Meiser. That's not what it's really about. What it's about is being the Shichno Sidrashu of Asa Shama, of being in the presence of Hashem, Eretz Asher Hashem Okech Doreshosa, and that of course activates our entire spiritual life. You probably heard me express the idea before that in some sense the Bate Midrashos, the Bate Knesios of Bavel, Asidin Sheyikbu Beretz Yisrael. What that means is that they almost have extraterritorial status, that they're kind of like embassies or consulates, you know, with respect to, you know, having an element of Hashras Hashchina, like we find in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So Rashi on the Mishnah Chutz Min Ha'Arla Ve'Akilayim. So Rashi says, "Avavisha tluyos ba'aretz." Right, they are agricultural in nature. No ganap bechutz aretz ha'arla halacha. That's a halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai ve'akilayim b'divrei sofer. Okay, so Rabbi Lazar came along and said, "Av hechadash mila ochol lifnei ha'omer." This applies to midaraisa and chutz aretz. So ibay lehu Rabbi Lazar lekula palig or lechumra palig. Chumra palig v'achi kamar. Tanakama chutz min ha'arla min ha'kalayim dehilchus ha'gemirila avagav dika lemei merchoves karki aval chadesh ba'aretz in b'chutz aretz lo my time Moshe v'achar Yerusha v'yishiva mashma v'asar v'laz v'lemei mar af chadash noeg bin b'aretz bin b'chutz aretz my time the pasuk says b'chol Moshe v'seichem Moshe b'chol makom shatam yoshvin Odilma lechula polig v'achi kamar tenakama chutz mina arla v'akalayim dechusik mirila v'kolshkin chadash. You don't need a halach Moshe Misina for that. It's explicit in the Torah. The Moshe v'kolach Moshe dem Yoshim Ashra v'asr blazer lemeimar chadash einor noeg ela ba'aretz the Moshe v'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva mashma. And so that was the question: is what is the nature of the position of Rabbi Lazar? Again, the simple language of the Mishnah as we have it. Rabbi Lazar Omer af hechadash. It certainly makes it sound like he's building off of chutz mina arla v'hekalayim, that there is an additional exception to this principle. Okay. So again, Rashi says aval chadash lo nahag. V'yavam v'dichsibim moshu seichem b'seipa d'v'lechem v'kali v'charmel lo sochol. Etzem ayom hazah arav yachem es korban alokichem chukas olam dar seichem b'chol moshu seichem lav v'meimra. The Chumakam Shatem Yoshin Alomar Shaf Baaretz Lanischaivu Kol Yidal Chana Shayu BeGilgal SheKibshu BeShachilku Atzenis Yavshu Ba BeHikir Kol Echad Es Shalom. That halacha of the Isser Chadash wasn't in effect until those 14 years had passed. The Dilma Lekula Poli the Kavur Tanakam a Chutz Mina Arla VeKalayim Mehalacha the Kolshkin Chadash Shachsiv Be Moshavo Sumash Chumakam Shatem Yoshin Aser Blaz Lameimar. Af hechadash hu min amitzvei satluyos baretz ve'noeg ala baretz the moshav la'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva mashma. Okay, so we have this question as to what exactly the position of Rabbi Lazar is with respect to chadash. Is it dafka, right, in Eretz Yisrael, or is it another exception? It's noeg even in chutz la'aretz. Okay. So the Asr of Blazer the Meimer Chadash and Noegel of Aretz the Moshe Lachir Rishav Yeshiva Mashma Umay Af Akam Aisa. So Tashma Dam Rabbi Mantana the Paligale the Rabbi Lazar. Who is Rabbi Lazar in dispute with Rabbi Shmuel? He the Tani Lamdecha Shekol Makom Shenemar B'Moshav Eino Ela La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva Diri Rabbi Shmuel. I'm the Rabbi Kiva Arei Shabbos Shenemar Bo Moshavos. Right. Those of our age B'Chom Moshe Sechem V'Yom Shabbos No Hagas B'Maris B'Na Chutz Aretz. So I'm like Shabbos Kavachomer Asim, Amitzos Kavos No Hagos Bimbaris Mechutzlarts, Shabbos Chamira Lo Kol Shekin. So in any event, Midah Amar Abayim Antana the Paligalei the Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yishmael. So if we know that the Bar Plukta is actually Rabbi Yishmael, who says that Moshavos is Achir Yerusha V'Yeshiva, so by inference we can know, right, by process of elimination, actually we can know that Chitas Rabbi Lazar is that Bechol Moshvo Seichem is meant to teach us. Not la'achar Yerusha Yeshiva, but kol makom shatem yoshin. Shamina Reb Lazar the chumra palig. Shmamina. Reb Lazar is actually suggesting a chumra that the iser chadash is noeg bein ba'aretz bein bechutz la'aretz. Okay, so why don't we hold it up here, and Yirtz Hashem will pick it up there tomorrow as we march towards the end of the first parak. Asher koach. Actually, a bunch of my